Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's sermon is taken from St. Luke's Gospel account, 23rd chapter. Beloved in the Lord, the Savior has taken up his cross for you. You follow him. The Savior walks into death for you. Do you grieve for him? Do not weep for me, Jesus says. Weep for yourselves and for your children. Behold the man who would be your king. He stammers through the streets of Jerusalem, bearing a burden that is not his own. He is condemned, a condemned king, because humanity would have no king but Caesar, those in Caesar's likeness. For all politics is really the exercise of power. Humanity covets power, worship power. But it's not Caesar's throne Jesus desires, for Caesar sits on a throne of lies. Not the armies of Rome with whom our king battles. His is not a kingdom of power as the world desires. His is a kingdom of grace. No, our king is not of this world, nor is his kingdom. If it were, his disciples would fight for him. No one fights for Jesus. Not here. Not now. The kingdom of God isn't one with swords and spears and chariots and soldiers. No, the kingdom of God is fought with words. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Performative words. Words that do what they say and give what they promise, even in death. Even in the death of our king. Hold your king, beloved. Takes up his cross for you. Will you follow him? He makes his way to the place of the skull, to Golgotha for you. The King of Righteousness, our High Priest in the order of Melchizedek, is crucified. As he did in life, so also he does in death. He hangs with sinners. He is with sinners to the very end, with them even in death, even death on the cross. Jesus is the King of sinners. Sinners, follow him. Will you follow him? Will Jesus be your king? Or have you no king but Caesar? Humanity doesn't really know what to do with the cross of Christ because humanity doesn't really want to be sinner. The cross is for sinners. Jesus' death is for sinners, but humanity prefers other ways that are less troubling, ways less humiliating. More often than not, we prefer Caesar and his policies to Jesus' words and ways. This is how we are in our fallenness. While we'll all surely admit that we're not perfect, we also go to great lengths to prove that we're really not that bad. Rather than confessing ourselves as sinners, we dress ourselves up as righteous. We put on masks to cover on the outside what we truly are on the inside. Adam and Eve used fig leaves, but we're much more pious than that these days, much more sophisticated. We hide behind our love, our intentions, our good wishes, our politically correct attitudes. We hide behind our masks. And then we stare at one another, hoping that no one sees our true selves. And at the same time, peering at our neighbor's mask, always trying to discern their faults. And we suspect that they are doing the same to us. Fear of judgment governs every aspect of our lives these days. Any judgment is denounced as unloving. Any criticism reverts us to the fetal position. Any rebuke or correction offends us. Any rejection of who we are terrifies the soul. As Luther once said, after the fall, man is afraid of every rustling leaf in the garden, fearing the footsteps of the Lord, fearing the words, what have you done? Refusing to hear the truth. Behold the crowds in our text. The rulers, the criminal, even on the left. Hear how they cry against our Lord. He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ, the chosen of God. save yourself and us. But to save himself would mean to be like the self-righteous, who do anything to avoid judgment. And make no mistake, beloved, death is the final judgment. Their words echo their heart and their theology. They seek the preservation of their mass, the saving of their pious veneers, the justification of their sins, but not the justification of sinners. These hate the sinner, but love the sin. Jesus is the king of sinners, not the self-righteous. There's no paradise for those who would be their own Caesar. There's no heaven for those who would save themselves. Jesus is the king of the Jews. He's the king of sinners. He takes up his cross and he's numbered with the transgressors. The kings of the world, they go to great lengths to avoid the judgment of men, but not Jesus. He's judged as sinner for sinners. He who knew no sin became sin that we might become the righteousness of God. So wherever Jesus goes, there goes my sins. So Jesus is unmasked before the nations. Jesus is stripped naked for all to see. The shame that is ours, that we too often try so hard to cover over, Jesus bears. Like the lamb that is led to slaughter, our king is silent before his accusers. He makes no excuse. He offers no justification. He doesn't save himself. For Jesus is all about saving others, saving sinners, saving you. This is the king of the Jews, beloved. He loves his people, even when his people love Caesar. He loves you, even when you run to the bushes and hide from him. That's why he goes to Golgotha. That's why he's crucified, to be both just and justifier. Jesus assumes your place. And rather than ascend a gilded throne of lies, he ascends a wooden throne of truth. He reigns. Your king reigns from a tree. Your king suffers the curse of death, and he wrestles it into the earth. Your king bears your punishment, stealing away the power of sin. Your king is mocked, so that you who follow him are not put to shame. Your king forgives sinners rather than let sinners justify themselves. Your king even prays for sinners. Like Jacob of old, he pins his heart to the Father's ear. His family may enter the promised land in peace. Your king is also your God. And in Jesus' death, God dies. And in his resurrection, God raises up all of humanity. Your king has done this for you. Your king has done this for sinners. So will you be a sinner? Follow your king. It's the cross that undoes all of our fallacies. The story of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to those who are being saved, it's the power of God unto salvation and the wisdom of God. For God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no one boasts in the presence of God. Pride is the work of self-righteousness. Humility is the fruit of the cross. There's no room for pride while standing in the shadow of the cross. And thus the criminal on the right prays, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He confesses to be a sinner. And he sees in Jesus the Savior and King of sinners. For the cross of Christ crucifies sin and saves the sinner. We suffer justly the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. We are guilty, but Jesus dies. Jesus dies for sinners. You will not be sinner. You will not be saved. Thus the call to repentance, the call to all of humanity to take off our masks, to be honest with ourselves, and honest with our God. Only in the light of Christ crucified do we see our true selves. Only in the light of Christ crucified do we see our true God. For our God and King delights in mercy. His joy is to forgive. His promise is to save. His heart is for you. Behold your King. He offers you his life in the waters of baptism. He sets before you a heavenly feast in the sacrament of his supper. He's come to give, not to take, to save, not to judge, to call sinners out of the bushes and into his marvelous light. Repent, beloved. Cling to the gospel by faith. Your King is risen, and he comes to you today with gifts in hand. Don't be afraid to take off your mask. Don't be afraid to be called a sinner. For every sinner who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Every sinner who trusts in the Lord will be justified. Every sinner who believes will be reckoned as righteous. Today, Jesus says, today you will be with me in paradise. These are the words to the thief on the cross. These are the words of Jesus to sinners. These are words of absolution. And these words are for you and me today. For today is the day of salvation. Therefore, do not harden your hearts as so many have done and continue to do even now. Don't plug up your ears to his word, but gather round about your King and listen with open ears to your Savior as he reigns. For your King rules with grace. Our God reigns in mercy. He is gentle and kind, the sort of king you need, the sort of king you can love and adore. And so he gives you paradise because he gives you himself. Apart from Jesus, there's only the mask that we wear to impress one another. But in Jesus, we can be honest with God and we can be honest with one another. We can love God and we can love our neighbor because he first loved us in Christ. Mm-hmm. We can forgive our neighbor because we are forgiven in Christ. Today, beloved, your King comes. Will you follow? Will you be sinner? Will you be penitent? Will you believe? Jesus is the King of sinners. Behold your King. Amen. Peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen.